ਪੌਣੀ ਮਾਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਨੰਦ ਮੁਖ ਮੇਰੀ ਆਪਤ ਦੋਤੀ ਆਪਤ ਦੋਤੀ ਆਪਤ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਨੋਟ ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਬਾਈ ਦੀ ਕੋਰ ਆਫ ਹਿਜ਼ ਆਈਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਈ ਦੀ ਕੋਰ ਆਫ ਆਈਜ਼ ਸ਼੍ਰੀਮਤੀ ਰਾਧਿਕਾ ਆਲਸੋ ਐਡਮਿਟ So there are so many. Srimati Radhika comes there, that place. It is watering, so cold, very clouds, so dark. Radhika comes accordingly. Accordingly means having no nupur, black collar dress and everything like that, in white night as well. Only with very little, so much, so qualified gopi, like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Subal, Tulsi, like this. Not so much that he becomes. When he comes nearer to that kunj where Krishna is awaiting, she at once turns and is ready to go to his palace. Sakhis are thinking, why she is treated? Krishna also thinks, and he goes and at first he prays, but she is going and going to this place. No. Krishna gives badha. Badha means
obstruction.
Obstruction. Creates obstruction. Obstruction. At last, he catches her hold hands and tries to take him to kunj. At that time, he has so much pleasure in heart, eyes weeping, in mouth anger, so many bhav comes at a time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown this thing at the time of Rath. These are called kilkinchit bhav, so many bhav. At last, Krishna takes him to kunj. Rup Manjari is seeing from the side of Lata, creeper, from a Chidramane, from a hole. Oh, so beautiful Milan is there. I've never seen like this. There are so premi. He astonishes and he tells that my bhagya, I'm so much fortunate that I'm here. She is calling, oh my dear Rati Manjari, where you are? You are not seeing this thing? Your eyes are not safal. Safal means the successful of eyes are only to see this thing. So beautiful. He at once saw that there is no, here is no Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. If a man have anything sweet or anything so touchful, he wants that my friend should take it. If a disciple takes it, he wants that my Gurudev should also test it. If a devotee have this thing, He wants that Radha and Krishna should taste it. He does not want to take it alone, taste it alone. So he says, he sees here and here. Where is my dear, so dear Rati Manjari? Very heart, bosom, Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. Yes. Rati Manjari always serves and learns how to serve Srimati Radhika from Rup Manjari. So Rup Manjari wants that every test should be tested by Rati Manjari. So he, living this scene, see, at once went to search where is Rati Manjari. Rati Manjari was in any service. So by serving, he has served that thing and was coming to Rup Manjari. Where is Rup Manjari? So she was also searching Rup Manjari, and she is also, they met Rup Manjari at one stroke in his arm, her arm. Oh, let us go. How sweet thing, pastimes of Krishna is going on. She also went to with Rup Manjari to that place. Told her that she is this. So in it is called Gavaksha. Gavaksha means a place, a chidra, a hole from where in kunj everything can be seen. But the persons in the kunj cannot see them. Because Leela will be bent by seeing other person. Therefore, the very स्वतंत्र रहेंगे कि उनको कोई नहीं देखा. Anyone is not seen, so they were past times will go freely, otherwise it will be hampered. At that time she is seen, and before that, when Rati Manjari, they came to the here and saw all these things. After the first time over, Srimati Radhika called Rup and Rati Manjari. We are tired. So Rati Manjari has the seva of Chamar. That's your Chamar. Give me Chamar. And Rati Manjari told that, you should serve my feet, we are very tired. Krishna anyhow went from that place. Here Rati Manjari is telling at this time. This is slow, is of that time. Phala Kamalini Yukta Garvita. Kananesmin, Kanan Asmin, that in this very Kanan, it may be Radha Kunja, it may be at some place, it may be Seva Kunja, it may be Govardhan, any Kunja. Kananesmin, you are so much Garvita. Garvita means have so much. What is the meaning of Garvita? Proudy. You are so much proud. You are Kamalini. Kamalini means lotus flower. Pranayas barahasyam puspa gucchat chalena. As if a lotus flower is laughing. So you are laughing. It seems by symptoms. Puspa Gutcha Chalen, as if 100 or 1,000 lotus flowers in one, Sahasrdal Kamal, it is called. Understanding my view?
A big cluster of lotus flowers.
In one. They are not separate, but yet separate. So, all are bosom, and scent have been coming from them. A bee is coming, passing all the lotus flowers to this. Why she is telling? When Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari is coming to see this pastime. In Gauri Kunda, in Govardhan, Padma and Sabya were waiting for Krishna. And they were discovering how to make meet Chandravali to Krishna. Chandravali was in Kunja and they were at the door of Kunja, Padmavali and Sabya. And they were trying Krishna. Krishna was coming from home and he was going to Srimati Radhika, to the Sanket Kunja, where Srimati Radhika was waiting for Krishna. And Rati Manjari and Rupa Manjari have gone to bring Krishna. And for a distance, but they were coming with Krishna. And at the same time, here, Padma and Sabya told Krishna, "Oh, here Sakhi is there, Chandravali, and waiting for you." She told that, "I am at once coming. I have heard that an Aghasur, or like Aghasur, any demon has come there and he is doing so much utpat. Utpat, you know?
Confusion, chaos.
Disturbance there. I am just coming. I will not delay. Wait here." And saying, he went away. When he went to Srimati Radhika, then Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari also went there. And then they are saying to Srimati Radhika, that api nikhila latasta saurabhakta samunchan, leaving all the creepers and flowers, so beautiful, so fragrant, so sweet, yet leaving all them, that black bee have come to you. So how you are lucky? Why you are lucky that Krishna has left all this and has come to you? Mrigayati tau margam Krishna bhengu jatitra. He is waiting, that bee is waiting. Always flowers wait for bees. Here is anupras alankar in literature.
Reverse.
Here, bee is waiting for that flower. Bees can fly, but flower cannot fly. But yet, is that Krishna has also bees, Radha has also bees, but bees of Krishna is more than Srimati Radhika. She wants more. Manjari only are pleased when Krishna sat Radha. Krishna weeps for Radha. Krishna tries for Radha. Krishna sat for Radha. Then Manjari becomes so pleased. And if Srimati Radhika is weeping and sulking, they are so much distressed. Here, bee is searching and waiting for and serving Srimati Radhika. So they are very pleased. And they are telling to her, Srimati ji, that, oh, we are so lucky and you are so lucky that Krishna is waiting for you, for your service. Having living all these creepers and flowers and everything, he has come to you. And he is going around your, that is your feet. So he is Aradhya Dev here and also Guru Dev also. First for him, Aradhya Dev, and secondly, but today. In this meaning, no confusion.
There's a question that was in the car coming here. We were discussing a topic, exactly one topic which you have discussed today. And one question remained in our minds, which you're not for us personally, just to understand some other things. That there are two types of Kamaluka. There's Tatat Bhavi Chatrika. That's from Boga. So if someone has that Sambhog in Ragaduga, can that person enter into Vrindavan?
No.
Only Dwarka?
No. Not in Dwarka. He'll go to nonplus, but he will be here. Sambhog is very bad thing.
But
it will be a prakrit.
Why is it mentioned in Kamaluga? In Kamaluga it mentions in Bhakti Rasamrita
Sindhu.
That is Kamaluga. Kamaluga here, above this Kam. Kamaluga, service, serving under Kamaluga. It looks like Kam, but it is pure. Kubja has Sambhog, so he has been discarded. Only that he wanted only Krishna, no another person. So it has been taken in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as a ras, but so nikrishta ras. He has Sambhog Kamna.
So is this only referring to Kubja? This Sambhog with mention for Kamaluga, is this only referring to Kubja?
But in this way, in this stage, we have so many worldly kamanas. And to enjoy myself, this body, there will some reaction in this body. So we should reject all this. We should pray for that kamaluga. It will not be perhaps clear.
See, we're not asking for ourselves.
For anyone, for them you should not. So many persons are. They have actually no greed. For them we cannot tell anything. But really who they have greed, then we can tell anything. It is clear or not?
It is clear. It is not in our own regard that we are asking, but we are just wondering why in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it appears to say that someone can become have this mood. We are not desiring, but we are wondering why it is written like this, that someone may have this mood. It's under Kamaluga.
It has been stated only to them who has actually greed. But that calm is pure there. For them it has been stated. Even Kobza Prem, they have not think it correct. Then what to say other? Here one thing that Kubja has no lust for any other person. His nishtha was only in Krishna. And from Krishna, he wanted that. So, they have taken it, but yet they have rejected it. Where there is only will that Krishna should be happy. In this stage, we want our happiness. By serving Krishna, we will be happy. So, when a stage will come after greed, by the association of that class of Gurudev or Vaishnava, then actually everything go away. That has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ras Panchavidhyay, Vikriditam, Brajubadabhai, Idancha Vishnu, Saddhanito, Sunyad, Athabarni, Daja, Bhakti, Param, Bhagavati, Pratilabdha Kamam, Hridro, Gumashi, Apihanat. I have discussed this slow. One tells that by all these things on earth and all these things come in jagatic come, worldly luster and party by our effort, and then we will do bhakti or we will hear Ras Panchavidhyay. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur studies that this is not faith. When we listen with Shraddha, Shraddhanvito, Shraddha, meaning having greed, here Shraddha means having greed, and we'll hear by very Shraddha with what?
Great faith.
A strong pipasa, thirst ear. Then, in the ratio, what we hear, the anarth will go away. Pratilabdha kamam. Here, kamam means, will go away, and first, pure prem will come. And it will wash away all the worldly things. Not washing, then prem will come. But prem will come at first and wash away all these things. But there will be Shraddha, that I want to serve Radha and Krishna. So,
I can ask you a question. That the Radha Dunga devotees are following the Ragatvika devotees.
Huh?
Radha Dunga devotees are following Ragatvika associates. Now, in the Ragatvika associates, there are some like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. They don't want direct union with Krishna.
And some want something.
Yeah, and some want. So, can a Raghunuga devotee, not Rupanuga, but any other type of Raghunuga devotee, want to follow those gopis who want direct?
But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, this is not good thing. We should not go.
there's some mind that does it?
There are some bindings that they should not go.
Is there some other sampradaya that does it?
They do. Only this difference is here, that see, once and any Baddhaji, conditioned soul, can have the Siddha Sarir of only Rupa Manjari. They will not go directly in Naika Bhav. They are restricted. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come only to give this Ujjwal Ras or Manjari Bhav, not Naika Bhav.
Which Sampradaya does this Naika Bhav?
Nimbarka, Aradha Ballabhi, both. Rupa Goswami has not admitted this fact.
So, they follow in the other Sampradaya. They try, but actually they cannot.
Actually they're Sahajiya.
They are Sahajiya. In our Sampradaya also some do. They try. They don't follow Rupa Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also.
But your description is basically just worldly lust.
Certainly. They want their pleasure, not Krishna.
The attitude.
So
of
therefore
service.
You said no love, actually no love.
No love. From where they have this greed, love, there must be a lovely man to whom we can have this. Without their association, we cannot have this. Whether it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam and all Goswami Granth, but it should come through the mouth of any greedy person. Then,
discuss the third verse today of the Lakshmi Mandir.
Prajendra Basati Sthale Vididha Ballavi Sankhule Tamevarati Manjari Prachura Punya Punjodaya Vilas Bhar Vismat Pranami Nekala Margane Jagad Nathaya Prajasi Nathita Kandaram. Take first word Rati Manjari. O Rati Manjari. Vividha Basati Vrajendra Basati Sthale Vividha Ballavi Sankule Vrajendra Basati Sthale means Vraje Vividha Ballavi Sankule. Ballavi means feminine gender of Ballav. Ballav means goop. Ballavi means gopi. The vividha, so many gopis are there in Braja. But Rati Manjari, from eva, you are. Prachura punya punya punjo daya. You have prachur punya punja mane sukriti.
Pious.
Like punya. Like mountain. Your Sukriti is like mountain. Among all Braj Gopi, Yata means the cause is this. Adya jadi jad adya. Today, because today vilas bhara vismrita panai mekhala margena, that today the Ishwari of Braja, that is Srimati Radhika, vilas bhara, playing with Krishna in vilas, she has forgotten her pranay mekhala. Mekhala means binding, anything, so that lahanga cannot come out. Binding of lahanga. Lahanga, you know? Lahanga. Gopis wear lahanga. And upper this is dukul. Lahanga. That was of golden. Pranay, who that thing, Mekhala, is the link between Krishna and Radhika, that Mekhala. Because Krishna loves this Mekhala and always wants to touch and to untie, and always he keeps eyes on that Mekhala. So it is a link between Srimati Radhika and Krishna. So the pranay sabda has been given here. Pranay means made of prem. Pranay. Mekhala, that Radhika has forgotten to in Vilas Kunja. And here he saw that Mekhala is not here. So adya today nija nathaya, nathaya mane Ishwari, aradhya nija mane your aradhya Srimati Radhika has nathita told you, asked you to bring that Mekhala only. He has told to you to bring that. No one knows this fact. Only Rup Manjari knows this fact, that she has forgotten. And cleverly he has told this Rati Manjari, that is Tulasi Manjari, that bring, anyone cannot know this fact. Bring it cleverly. But Rup Manjari knew this fact. Now we are going in. This was brief word meaning. Now we are coming. These three slokas are of Swaroop when he was in Siddha Deha, forgetting everything of this practical body that I am Raghunath. And first he did pradam to his sakhi, second to Ishtadev, and third, this slok is used as in Chaitanya Charitamrita, anarpita charim chirat karunya vatirna karun. Krishnadas Kaviraj has, Goswami has not done this slok. This slok is prayer to Ishtadev. So two slokas he has done himself, first and second, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But this sloka is of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is his guru. He says that Rupa Goswami has done this prarthana to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a asirvadatmak, you know, begging mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for all general jivas, and especially those who have a special want of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Rasaraj Mahabhava Sarup Krishna's mercy. Ho gaya khatam? Anyone cannot write like this, and he thinks that Rupa Goswami is my guru. So he is praying the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling that I cannot express ideas like this. So he has kept the Rupa Goswami's version, that is sloka, as it is. Anyone can think that it is of Krishnadas Goswami, but in fact it is Goswami. In this slok, he has like killed two birds in one shoot. One, he has prayed prarthana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhava. Secondly, he has prayed also Rupa Goswami, that Saranga Saranagati Haibe Jahar Tahar Prarthana Sune Nanda Kumar. Our Prarthana Nanda Kumar will not hear, but those who has offered themselves in Krishna feet and they have Saranagati, Krishna is bound to hear their prarthana. And hearing their prarthana, accordingly he will do. So my prarthana Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may not hear, but Rupa Goswami prayer he is bound to hear. So here also Rupa Goswami is guru. Rupa Goswami in the second sloka called Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, and asked that, come on, see how beautiful pastime is going on. So both peeped in Bilas Kunja and Sahar. That past tense. That I have. After seeing that past tense, Swamini, that is Srimati Radhika, done any ishara, give them any hint and call Manjari. They went there inside and said to Krishna and Radhika both. Krishna told, bring kumkum, chandan, and all utensils, and Radhika told Krishna that decorate me. So with Kamba, Krishna took from Lavang Manjari that Kamba and began to do very softly. Then he met Choti, three in one. Understanding?
Waiting ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Three. Here, end up and get flowers. Decorated very beautifully. She told Arup Manjari, bring Anjan. Anjan, you know?
Like Kajan.
She took, gave Krishna. Took it and gave Kajan. And other manjari he called also. Rati manjari he called also. They supplied everything. And Krishna fully decorated in Siddhartha. In the meantime, only there were manjari, not others. Srimati Radhika remembered Lalita Radhika of that. They are not here. So living Krishna with some manjari, he went out and saw Lalita Vishakha and all other sakhi. Param Prashti Sakhi are Yanarva Sakhi. And he sat down in the middle of all the sakhi and began to describe what happened with Krishna. Krishna was not feeling better there alone. But Srimati Radhika was very pleasant with all sakhi, leaving Krishna there. This was also one kind of pastime. So please Krishna, a program not for Vartaman, not for present, but for future, is making program to for Krishna. After some time, Krishna could not live alone. He was searching them where they have gone. And at last, he also came there. All sakhi were laughing, making joke with Krishna. Anyhow, some sakhi took Krishna and she arranged to sit Krishna in the feet of Srimati Radhika. Not left. Yeah. This will become very much clear. At last, see, order, Radhika, all these sakhis, to please Krishna and to dance, and with joke to Krishna. So all sakhis, with so many various types of instruments, mridanga, khol, dampha, and so many, they began to dance. That this part was so fine, but patla, thin. At the dancing, Krishna appreciated them, as if it will break. And so quickly, so fastly, so beautifully they were dancing and doing kirtan. Krishna telling, was telling, sadhu, sadhu. Srimati Radhika became some tired.